Good morning and greetings again in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim again. And yesterday morning we talked about the ocean and some different things the Bible has to say about it. And what inspired me that way was the fact that I was taking my family yesterday to the ocean for some sightseeing and such. And this morning I'm gonna share again about something about the ocean, and this time it's found in James chapter 1. I'm going to start reading in verse 5 and go to verse 8. It reads like this: If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. First, in verse 5 there, it tells us that if we lack wisdom, where to ask? Where should we ask of it? Well, we ask of God. Why? Because he is wisdom, and he has unlimited wisdom. He created everything. So, of course, he knows how everything works and what we can do in our situations. Our situations are very, very small and easy. Even our hardest ones to our great and mighty God. So if we lack wisdom, I'm sure we do. Many, many times we lack wisdom. I'll give you a little testimony of something that happened for me the other day. I was having a technical issue with my phone, and it was pretty mysterious. I just couldn't figure out why I didn't have internet service on my phone. It showed that I did, but it wouldn't work. And I finally called in to the provider, and I spent a whole hour and a half in the midst of my busy schedule with two different people that were trying to help me, and we went through so many things trying to get this thing to work, and finally I just thought there must be no fix. It just won't happen. And then I remembered that I hadn't asked God to help me with this, and I stopped and I prayed and I asked God to help. And it wasn't very long till I just felt like this one thing needed to be changed in the settings. And I asked the person I was talking with, and they didn't know what I was talking about. They said that shouldn't be there even. And I asked them if I could just delete that profile, and they said, well, they don't even know what I'm talking about, and they wouldn't mess with it. But, I felt like I should do it anyways. So I did, and instantly it was working. And I just give this as an illustration that if we have difficult situations and we ask God to help, he's very interested in showing himself strong. And he did so clearly the other day for me. It was not something that I would have figured out. It just, after I prayed, God showed me what it was, and that was so wonderful. It says that God gives to everyone that asks. He gives liberally, abundantly, very much, more than we need. It's wonderful. In verse 6 it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wavering is the opposite of faith. wavering, with the doubting, and then feeling like, yes, this could work, and then you doubt yourself again, and it's up and down, and it's back and forth, and it's this way and that way, and just wavering about like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. The wave just goes with the wind. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way the wave goes. Just goes with the wind. Like I said, up and down and back and forth and this way and that way. It's never the same. It's up and down and unstable and unpredictable and very inconvenient. Verse 7 goes on, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." That's a sobering, powerful statement there. If we don't ask in faith, we shouldn't expect to get anything. If we leave room for doubt, if we have faith and then we don't, we think it'll work and then we think it won't, and we're just unstable. We should not expect to receive anything of the Lord.
We're talking about wisdom here. That we should not expect to receive wisdom.
But it says also anything. So whatever we ask for, may it be done in faith. Verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What is a double-minded man? Well, we're talking about faith and wavering. A double-minded man is one that has faith, or he tries to have faith versus that way, and then he's doubting, and he goes by faith, and then he goes by his doubts, and then he goes by his faith again, and he goes by his doubts, and back and forth, and unstable in all his ways. Well, my friend, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know the big difficulty in your life. I don't know what you're perplexed about. I don't know what what that big thing is that when you wake up in the morning, I wish that weren't that way. Or you lay in bed at night thinking about, if only that would change. Or you go about the day and you think, life would be so different if I didn't have that big problem. Well, God doesn't really limit himself here. Just says if we lack wisdom, doesn't say for what. So if there's some situation in your life that you're not sure what to do about, just ask God for wisdom. And believe him at his word that he gives to all, and that means you, liberally. But make sure you ask in faith. Make sure you ask believing that this situation is not too big for God. Might be big, but it's not too big for God. You might be surprised how quickly God will move in your life, and you will have wisdom that you're going to wonder, where did that come from? And make sure that when you have wisdom and when you are helped, that you give glory to God. Don't lift yourself up in pride. That can easily happen. We have a difficult situation and we find our way through it. You can so easily have pride about it. Make sure you don't. Make sure God gets the glory. If he doesn't, and we take it to ourselves, there's instability right there. There's a wavering right there. There's a lack of faith right there. If we all of a sudden think, wonderful me, we pat ourselves on our back and we think we've done it.
No, that's a double-minded man. If we ask of God, and he gives it to us, and then we take credit to ourselves. We must always, when God helps us, and he does all the time, more so if we ask him to, we must always give him the credit for everything. Just down the chapter a bit, in 17, it tells us every good gift, everything that's good, everything that's perfect, is from above and comes down from God. And that certainly includes any kind of wisdom, any kind of help, any kind of understanding, any kind of mental faculty that we have. So let us, my friends, today give glory to God. Let us ask God for the things that we need.